Hello, this is Edie Varley, and I'm the host of the Any Person Mindset podcast series with Dan Conlon. Dan, how do you define business leadership?
Well, Edie, I graduated from college in 1985, and since then, I've read over 500 books, most of which had something to do with leadership. That might seem like a lot of research, but if you Google books on business leadership, you will get 223 million results. So it's basically impossible to research everything that's available on business leadership. But here's what I've learned. Labels don't lead. Leadership is not based on title, income, or authority. Leaders don't rush into action. They take time to think. And leaders don't attempt to make all the decisions. So here's my definition. Leadership means influencing how other people think so they make decisions that improve results in a sustainable way. No one can be in every situation to make every decision, but the person's influence can be there for people to consider before they make a decision.
What do you think are the most important steps a business leader should implement in order to be effective?
You know, I think of them as questions rather than as steps. So here are four critical leadership questions I think a person should consider before moving into action as a leader. Question number one is, what outcome for your organization do you want to improve the most, and why did you select that outcome? The key is just to focus on one outcome. Prioritization is the first act of leadership. The most common mistake I've seen among newly promoted managers is they try to impact too many outcomes simultaneously, and they dilute their impact on all of them. So just start by focusing on one desired outcome. The second question is, who do you need to influence in order to improve that outcome? Who are the key individuals and groups that will affect this outcome the most? Actually, write down a list of their names, the names of the individuals and the names of the groups, so you have them in mind as we move into the next two questions. The third question is, how do you want these people to think before they make a decision so they make decisions that improve this desired outcome in a sustainable way? What are the few steps that you want them to consider thinking through before they make a decision? Or what are the key ideas you want them to keep in mind before they make a decision? If you get them focused on too many things, you will dilute your impact as a leader. Now, notice something here. The third question does not say, what do you need to tell people to do? Telling people exactly what to do is micromanaging. There are some very limited benefits to micromanaging. You can impact an outcome very quickly, a short-term outcome, by micromanaging somebody, by telling them exactly what to do. But there are three big problems with micromanaging. One, two, you end up with a lack of a leadership pipeline because you're not going to be developing people who can think for themselves. And the third problem with micromanaging is you're going to end up losing good employees who are going to end up working for another organization where they are allowed to think for themselves. And then the last question, the fourth question, what will you do to influence how these other people think? This is really the art of leadership. What is it you're actually going to do that's going to impact the way somebody else thinks? And there's a whole variety of ways to do this. You could be the teacher and break it down and ask questions. You could be the coach and observe somebody in action and offer feedback on what you observed. You could be the example and demonstrate the behavior you want to see in other people. So we will go into more depth on those other ways to influence people on a future podcast.
Dan, this has been a fascinating discussion. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Edie. I really, really appreciate it.